This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas officials warned of disasters within the disaster of historic cold weather that left millions without heat for a third day Wednesday, telling residents to prepare for energy not to return until the weekend. Residents in over 100 counties in Texas have been told to boil their drinking water as treatment plants continue to not work. According to testimony by military leaders before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, troops are putting off receiving the coronavirus vaccine. Big Brass told Congress about two-thirds of service members have been vaccinated, but some refuse the treatment. Officials said refusal rates varied and depended on factors like age, location, and deployment status. CDC data published Thursday shows life expectancy in the United States fell by a full year in 2020. The decline from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77.8 years in January through June 2020 marks the biggest fall in longevity since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pfizer announces results of their vaccine versus a COVID-19 variant. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by two-thirds. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the virus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? And when I ask what does that mean, they basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh died in Florida Wednesday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Limbaugh started his nationally syndicated radio show in 1988, quickly growing to become the nation's most listened to radio program. With more than 600 stations, up to 27 million people tuned into Rush on a weekly basis. Limbaugh was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in January of 2020. And received the Presidential Medal of Freedom a month later at the State of the Union address. Former President Donald Trump described that moment to Newsmax TV, saying that Rush was someone who was respected, even by those who disagreed with him.
Well, he knew a little bit about it, and you know, we had to because he was quite ill. And, you know, it's amazing that he lasted this long. Only a strong person could have. And he was actually at the hospital, and he came from the hospital, and the hospital was quite a distance away. And, frankly, in a state where he had to get on airplanes, and you know, so we gave him a little bit of a clue, and he was very excited. He was great. That was more emotion than anything else. If you look at it, that was the real deal emotion. Rush was really something. It was very interesting to see the room though, because half of the room Republicans went crazy, and the other half sat totally silent. But the one thing is, everybody 100% respected Rush.
Rush Limbaugh was 70. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. He is DeRoy Murdoch. We're here to talk about the things that matter most to you. He's there in very cold New York, and cold in many ways, not only because of the weather, but cold because of what's happening out of Albany as that scandal continues to flourish, and of course what's happening in Manhattan with the mayor there. The chances of both being able to survive, hardly likely. What do you think?
Bill, great to talk to you. De Blasio is going to wrap up his term end of this year. He finishes December 31, 2021, and he's term limited. So he will be out of our hair in about 10 and a half months, and not a second too soon. As for Andrew Cuomo, we do not have a recall law in this state. Unfortunately, if we did, I think there would be a major recall effort to get this guy out of here. Right. He's had a complete disaster, as you know, with this business with the
nursing homes.
People putting in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. I did hear somebody on television say that he allowed this. He did not allow this. Let me make this very clear. He didn't say, look, if you want to let COVID-19 positive seniors in your nursing home, that's okay. No, no, no. He said you must take them. You are required to take them. You are mandated to take them. And people, the nursing home director said, listen, if we let in, you know, Granny is COVID-19 positive, she's going to come in here. There are a bunch of seniors who are COVID-19 negative, and they're going to get sick, and we'd rather she go somewhere else. And they were told, no, you've got your orders. You must let them in. A, B, you may not test people to see whether or not they're COVID-19 positive or not. And number three, that order was issued March 25. It wasn't until roughly, I don't know the exact date, but I think it was April 30th, so about 4.5, almost 5 weeks later, you could get a job at a nursing home if you were COVID-19 positive. So, I mean, this was just insanity. This wasn't a matter of flexibility. This was a mandate, and a lot of nursing homes let people in against their will. And guess what? A 10-year-old could see this coming. The healthy seniors got COVID-19. A bunch of them died. And then he covered it up, cooking the books so that it looked as if the nursing home deaths were a lower number. If you got sick in a nursing home, but then you went to a hospital and died in the hospital, they would count you as dying in the hospital, not being part of the nursing home population. Because of that, they were able to keep the total number of nursing home-related COVID-19 deaths about 65% lower than they actually were.
Right.
And then it came out just last week that the secretary to Governor Cuomo, a woman named Melissa DeRosa, she was on a call with a bunch of Democrat lawmakers, and she said, well, the reason we did this was we were afraid the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. might frown upon this, so we basically cooked the books. That's called obstruction of justice.
Exactly.
This is a major, major federal crime underway, along, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, but it seemed to me that this also involves conspiracy, negligent homicide, abuse of seniors. There are probably three or four or five different laws broken. Andrew Cuomo is a criminal, as far as I'm concerned. He ought to apologize for what he's done. He should resign, and he should hold his hands behind his back so that he can be handcuffed and taken away to face serious criminal charges for what he did, including basically essentially leading to the deaths of 15,000 senior citizens here in New York State who shouldn't have died.
Geroy, and what galls me is his response to this. There's no sense of remorse.
None.
The cover-up continues. I mean, he tries to mitigate the obvious, and it's disgusting. And then also, listen to what, the mainstream, they're very slow to report on this. And, of course, CBS is trying to say, oh, yeah, we've been on top of this all along. Well, on top of what? You didn't report it. Right.
No, not only did they not report this stuff. Look, they were busy applauding this guy, saying this guy is a model of leadership. He spent time, took time out of all this tremendous mess. Remember, the COVID-19 capital of the world throughout last spring was New York City as well as New York State. We had the highest per capita illness, highest per capita death. It was just terrible. And he takes time out of this to write a book about how brilliant his leadership is. And then the people who give out the Emmys actually give him an Emmy for his press conferences, which we now know to be just a collection of lies. You get Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro and all these stars saying, Oh, well, Governor Cuomo, you're great. Thank you for being a light in the darkness, blah, blah, blah. It turns out that light was flashing lies in Morse code, if you will.
Right.
Just an awful situation. I mean, this guy really should be ashamed of himself. He should, rather than turn around and blame President Trump, blame the nursing homes, blame the nursing home workers, he needs to look in the mirror and say, I did this. I need to fess up. I need to apologize. And by the way, he might have had an excuse if the hospitals were too full to take seniors and they just had nowhere else to go but the nursing homes. Nonsense. We had the USNS Comfort, the naval hospital ship sitting here, that's in 1,000 beds. President Trump and the Army Corps of Engineers installed at the Javits Center a 3,000-bed pop-up hospital. The Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, and Samaritan's Purse put up a pop-up hospital right across from Mount Sinai Hospital on Fifth Avenue at the east side of Central Park. The seniors should have been put there and told, look, you stay here, we'll take care of you. If you're alive and well after 2 weeks, then we'll send you back to the nursing home. And until then, we're going to keep you isolated, not because we hate you or we think you're bad, but because we want to keep the healthy people healthy and give you as much attention as we can without infecting others. That would have been compassionate and caring and appropriate, and that's not what Andrew Cuomo did. And we now have 15,000 senior citizens in caskets as a consequence.
Yeah, exactly. And Roy, kudos for the bravery and courage of Janice Dean, one of your colleagues there at Fox, who this is very personal for her, and for her to be the voice of so many, families that, hearts are broken today because of the poor. I mean, just to say poor leadership is almost like as if you're giving it some. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, you can't even use enough adjectives in reference to the lack of leadership from the governor.
I mean, Janice Dean has done a wonderful job, the lead meteorologist at the Fox News Channel, where I'm a Fox News contributor. She had her mother-in-law and father-in-law both die in nursing homes of COVID-19 as a result of what Andrew Cuomo did. I think they died within a week or so of each other, and she's been fantastic about going on television and being the voice of the collective families and loved ones whose senior citizen loved ones were killed by this thing. And she's been very, very tough and brave to stand up to this. As you say, it's not just poor leadership or even mismanagement. It's just idiocy.
Yeah.
You could go up to an 8-year-old boy or girl, 2 weeks into COVID and say, hey, what's the one thing you got to do with COVID-19? And they would say, keep it away from old people.
Care of grandma and grandpa.
This wasn't like some deep, deep, microbiology exam question 35.
Yeah.
Keep it away from old people. And what did Andrew Cuomo do? Get it right in front of old people. And guess what? They died.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, this lack of just basic, third grade level understanding of how this disease worked. And again, not just saying, well, look, if you want to let these people in, find out. Mandating. You have no choice but to let these people in, and then surprise, surprise, 15,000 drop dead. Unbelievable.
And in their hypocritical mindset, they want to project it on Trump, say, well, this was Trump's fault.
Yeah, this is all Trump's fault. Trump is the guy who brought in a hospital ship, a pop-up hospital, and drugs and masks and ventilators and all that other stuff. But it's somehow Trump's fault that, I guess he somehow put a gun to Cuomo's head and made Cuomo sign this regulation saying these people had to go in. Unbelievable. Cuomo's pointing the fingers at everybody, including the people who helped and try to make this thing better. A staggering disaster. And the sooner he's out of office and in jail cell, the better off New York City, New York State, and America will be.
Well, we got to go to break. We got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, we mentioned a bit here. I mean, it's so obvious. It's not even an 800,000-pound gorilla in the room anymore. I mean, it is just so pervasive. And I'm talking about the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Democrats and how they have pilloried, and you wrote about this, the GOP, go figure, for following their example.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, they do this all the time, but one pretty stark case involves the Republicans such as Ted Cruz of Texas, and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, and quite a few others who stood up on January 6th and raised objections to the electoral votes in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, and would have been other states if the riot had not interrupted what they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this proves that Hawley and Cruz are Nazis. There was a comparison made by Joe Biden, supposed to bring us all together, compared mm-hmm. to Dr. Goebbels, Hitler's best friend, yeah. The chief of propaganda.
He's that unifying agent, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the one who's unifying us by calling people Nazis. You know, what brings people together more than screaming Nazi at them, right?
Right.
Well, it turns out what Cruz and Hawley did by raising objections was nothing unusual or inappropriate or authoritarian. Number one, it's authorized by Article 2, Section 1, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, as well as the Electoral Count Act of 1887. That's 3 U.S. Code Section 15, if you want to look it up. Everything they did was governed by that part of the Constitution, by that federal statute. And they basically said, look, we have questions about these electors. We think they were not counted or allocated properly because of questions about the way that the electoral laws were manipulated last fall. And people can scream and yell about this, but look, this has been done in the past. Just in 2017, it's just 4 years ago, we had a number of House Democrats get up and raise objections to the electoral college votes that President Trump won.
Exactly, including Jamie Raskin, right?
Jamie Raskin, the head impeachment manager, you saw that during the impeachment trial. He's one of the people. He got up and said, I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified. He got up and made this objection. We had objections as well to Michigan and Wisconsin. They were pretty close. You might see the point there. But the Democrats also objected to electors for President Trump from Alabama. He outran Hillary there by 28%, West Virginia, where he beat her by 42%, and Wyoming, where he beat her by 47%. So you mean to tell me that Hillary Clinton won Wyoming, but Donald J. Trump stole it from her?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds crazy to me, but they have every right under the Constitution and under the Electoral Count Act of 1887 to get up and make those objections. They did. Perfectly fine, but then when the Republicans do it, then it's a visit to Nazi Germany. The Democrats did this in 2005 with G.W. Bush, and they did it back in 2001 after the Florida recount and all that, and they did it all the way back in 1969 after Richard Nixon beat Hubert Humphrey and George Wallace. So this is something the Democrats have done over and over and over and over again. Again, they have every constitutional power and every statutory right to do so, but when the Republicans do it, they want to take away Ted Cruz's Harvard degree. They took away the book deal for Josh Hawley. They canceled a fundraiser for Josh Hawley. You've got people like AOC saying they should be kicked out of the Senate. I think something like 138, if I'm not mistaken, House Republicans voted to object on one state versus another. They want to make various companies have said they want to make sure not to give them any donations. So this is it's beyond double standard. It's like a 3D mm-hmm. double standard. The Democrats do it, and it's wonderful. The Republicans do it, and it's Kristallnacht all over again.
Exactly. Well, and talking about the impeachment, I was surprised at this figure. I don't know if you were aware of this, because this is the first time I heard it. Was one of our guests had said, look at historically, every elected Republican president since Eisenhower has been hit with a bill of impeachment. Every single
Eisenhower, wow.
Since Eisenhower. The only exception, of course, was Gerald Ford, but he wasn't elected. So, yeah. But every elected.
It was
so,
not very long either.
I mean, yeah, but here it is. I mean, this is what, like you say, this is what the Democrats do. I mean, and what a waste of time. I mean, what did they prove by this second impeachment? They come around and they've really, kind of divided. You come away from this train wreck and you hear Nancy Pelosi and say, well, these guys are so great. These impeachment managers, they could be working at other jobs. But, here they are, their dedication to being a patriot and supporting the Constitution. They've given up so much to represent, the American people and all this great stuff. And then on the other side, you hear Vanderveen going, they lied, they cheated, they fudged with the evidence. These guys are attorneys. If they were in a court of law, they should be disbarred.
Absolutely. I mean, they showed, I thought the impeachment, Trump's defense attorneys did a great job the last couple of days of the trial, showing how the Democrats actually faked evidence. They showed these various Twitter messages, and in one they had a little blue check, I believe, which is more or less that you get like a seal of approval, if you will,
right,
and that whatever you say should be given extra credence. Apparently this person didn't have a blue check. They just put one on and then presented that like she had it, which is, I don't know, I think in a regular court of law that'd be something approaching perjury or something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
And then we also saw the tremendous hypocrisy when they showed those videos. The Democrats said, oh my God, Trump said fight like hell. That was like the attack order to go and storm the Capitol and run on the Senate floor and break in the windows and all that. And they just ran this video where they had Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and all these Democrats saying, fight like hell, fight like hell, fight like hell, fight, 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 over and over and over. And either this is standard American political rhetoric, in which case Trump is off the hook, or if in fact that is an impeachable phrase and we need to get busy impeaching Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, I believe Nancy Pelosi, and on, Maxine Waters, and on, because they use that term all the time, over and over and over again.
Well, the dangerous part, as you reference here, is Trump is one thing. The other part are the 75 million people who voted for them that are brain damaged by all this. I mean, what has gone on, you know, and what's taken place on January the 6th, what led up to January the 6th, and it goes a lot deeper. It goes to what you touched on earlier, and that has to do with the legitimacy of the election. Most people, for the sake of argument, just want to say, okay, look, we lost the game, bad call from the officials, you know, and get beyond it. But I think it's hard for us to get there when we're constantly reminded that the Democrats are not happy that Donald Trump is dead. They really want him even more dead.
Yeah, well, this is true. I mean, I describe these people as sore winners. I mean, look, they're behaving as if they lost the election. They won the election. Yes. Now, you can debate whether they won it fair and square or if they had some, you know, some assists, if you will. But look, Joe Biden is behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, not Donald J. Trump. So they're in there. Kamala Harris, not Mike Pence, is living in the Naval Observatory where the vice president lives. And you'd think they'd be happy and be cheerful, but instead they seem miserable and grumpy and angry. I just saw, I think yesterday, a congressman by the name of Benny Thompson from Mississippi is trying to get some sort of, I believe he's filed a federal lawsuit to try to go after Trump, saying, well, we're going to get him through federal court this way. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just can't let go and work on their agenda, try to implement their ideas. I don't think they're good ideas, but they have ideas, and focus on that. But instead, it's just continue to chase after Trump. They will not let him go. And I think they realize that's the only thing that really propels the Democrat Party and the only thing that keeps these often warring factions together is Trump hatred. So they're going to focus
exactly
on that rather than move on and try to do something positive for the American people.
As has been said, Donald Trump is living rent-free in the minds of these Democrats.
Exactly. The ultimate rent control, right?
Exactly. It's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, the only thing they need now is a Trump sign on their forehead because it's just, you know, that's neon and lights up every time their temperature hits a certain boiling point. I mean, it's
And Trump's been pretty quiet lately. You've not heard very much of him. I mean, he's obviously banned on Twitter. He has trouble expressing himself. I even heard somebody complaining, saying, oh, we find Trump's silence disturbing. Well, what's he doing? What's he up to? Why is he so quiet? I mean, it's just an absolute pure psychological obsession. There's no other word for it than that.
Well, we just need to pray for them. Pray for our country. DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest. Always appreciate his insight. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, Godspeed. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Bill, great talk to you. Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75. 7.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas officials warned of disasters within the disaster of historic cold weather that left millions without heat for a third day Wednesday, telling residents to prepare for energy not to return until the weekend. Residents in over 100 counties in Texas have been told to boil their drinking water as treatment plants continue to not work. According to testimony by military leaders before the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, troops are putting off receiving the coronavirus vaccine. Big Brass told Congress about two-thirds of service members have been vaccinated, but some refuse the treatment. Officials said refusal rates varied and depended on factors like age, location, and deployment status. CDC data published Thursday shows life expectancy in the United States fell by a full year in 2020. The decline from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77.8 years in January through June 2020 marks the biggest fall in longevity since World War II. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Whitehead joins us now, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Busy working on trying to keep freedom alive, but it's getting more difficult with each every day.
Well, I want to acknowledge, as we did yesterday, the passing of Rush Limbaugh, a giant for conservativeship, for conservatism, I should say, and constitutional rights. And it is, I'm not surprised at the response. I mean, here, this man who I believe contributed for the good of all mankind, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you may not totally agree. Yeah. That's okay. But I thought, boy, how uncivil. Some of the tweets and the comments, you know, from our fellow citizens, John, the way they're talking, it's amazing.
What people have to realize is we're being taught to hate one another. It's coming out of schools. It's coming out of government. It's coming out of businesses today. And it's very similar to what we saw way back in former regimes like Nazi Germany. And we got to lower this. Yeah, I see it all the time, you know, just the hate spewing out of people toward one another. And the people who run the government, the power brokers or the deep state, as we call it, they want that. They want us at each other's throats. They want to stay in things that are nasty and mean. I mean, when someone passes away, why in the world would you want to say something super negative? It doesn't make any sense. You know,
exactly.
only in the way that you've been taught to do it. And I mean, I just see how people growl and, you know, at each other. And this is not. This is, again, like I say, it's the way that you can control a populace, and we're seeing something repeated now. And another thing that's totally lost, and this contributes to this, is just the total loss of morality in society.
Without doubt.
There's no love your brother, you know, love your sister, love one another. I hear none of that. in the songs I used to listen to as a younger man, I heard, you know, love one another and all that. You don't hear that anymore. You just hear about chugga, 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 baby, I want you, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's all about sex and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we've lost this idea that we're something more than just physical bodies. We're a spirit. Mm-hmm. And something happens to us when we die. We don't really die. We go somewhere else. And it can be good or bad. And mm-hmm. so the thing is that people are not, you know, again, it blows my mind when I see that stuff. I don't know why in the world would people want to do that, but mm-hmm. it's getting worse and worse and worse.
John, you know, to your point here, the question comes to mind is somebody monitoring, you know, that element of our society? I mean, we seem to measure everything else, but is anybody looking at that component to see, is it increasing? And when it gets to a certain dangerous point, you know, then, I mean, we're already, we say in, you know, colloquial terms, we're on the verge of anarchy and totalitarianism, and a revolt is on the horizon. But, you know, people's attitudes and the way they talk like this, I mean, if this was measurable, and I'm sure that it probably is, that there's some sort of metric out there that says, yep, yeah, boy, you know, you guys are at 40% here. When you hit 50, then heaven help you. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think what we're seeing is, again, if the government controls speech, it controls the thought, which equals controlling the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the so-called cancel culture, which is this, my commentary I put out this week, techno-censorship, the slippery mm-hmm. slope from censoring disinformation to silencing, what we're seeing is a total system now going into effect, which is going to dictate what people believe, especially young people.
Mm-hmm.
So people coming out, Abraham Lincoln said it best, I think, what one generation learns in the classroom, it practices in real life in the next.
Right.
And we're seeing that now. It's only going to get worse. And so we're actually, in my opinion, with the rise of artificial intelligence, and we want to get into that a little deeper maybe, controlling the Internet, and it's basically starting to control the Internet right now. I mean, you're talking to robots most of the time. When you're on Facebook, I mean, people are wondering why their posts are being taken down. Mm-hmm. And when we research it or work with some of those people, we find out some algorithm, which is just an accumulation of beliefs and stuff, mm-hmm. in a robotic system is actually canceling people.
Right.
So they're calling it the cancel culture. And
right.
it's taking over the entire system. I mean, it's taking over the news media. It's taking over television. All your devices are listening mm-hmm. to you now to see what you want, you know.
It's taking over us, John, because
it's
affecting our thoughts, our words, you know, all this stuff that makes it acceptable, you know, to when somebody passes that we're so uncivil and so unkind. But a little bit of news to them, I will say this, you know, they think, well, he's, you know, Rush Limbaugh is no more. But let me say this, and this is in a spiritual context. We know that for things to grow, they must die. And it's just the nature of things. It's the way God designed things. And so people thinking the passing of Rush Limbaugh means the passing of conservatism. And I've got news for them. That's not going to happen. What will happen is the seed of conservatism carried in the heart and mind of one Rush Limbaugh, yes, passes. But watch for the multiplication factor. This is a dynamic that always happens. And for those people who are so mean-spirited and what, I mean, again, in the spiritual context, because this is another war that's taking place. We have a war that occurs in the physical, and then there's a war in the spiritual realm. And there's quite the battle happening right now in the spiritual realm. And this is just a case in point.
Oh, I agree with that. And people always... And again, this is a lot, when people interview me, they say, well, what's one of the biggest issues we face? I say it's a spiritual issue. And they go, they start going, well, what do you mean? There's something beyond us, you know. Even
yes.
the people who, the so-called quantum physicists, if you've heard of what they propose, these are physicists saying that we don't die, that there's actually some kind of weird element and they found in the molecules, these scientists now, that they say passes on. So even they're saying that. So there is a spiritual thing. And the other thing I will say, behind government and a lot of the people we see today, I think there is a strong spiritual element. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a very negative spiritual element.
Well, it's a spiritual element of control. Yeah,
you can call it devil, Satan, or whatever you want to call it, but it's definitely there. Anytime you see anybody, any like organized group that's trying to suppress what people think, saying nasty things about people all the time, pushing things that are going to destroy people we know, like certain drugs, sexual stuff, and all the stuff we're seeing, that's not just something that just comes up all of a sudden and pops. It's happened in history, and we're repeating it, like I'm saying. And my book, Battlefield America, I go into the whole Nazi Germany thing, but we're definitely repeating the Nazi thing right now. It's hate, hate, hate. Don't debate hate.
Yes, exactly.
That's the key.
It's the dehumanization of our fellow man, and because if they're dehumanized, then beyond canceling, they can be eliminated, or like in parts of, you know, the communist world and communist China, for example, hey, you know, you're still of some use to me, even dead, I can harvest your organs, right?
Exactly. And that's the way they think. They see us now as data bits. With the artificial intelligence is greatly affected, by the way, the mentality of how people think. There is no morality in artificial intelligence. It's all efficiency.
Yeah.
We are data bits, and we can be erased at a certain point. And that's where it's headed, folks. Easily erased. You wonder why we're seeing all the government armaments. The government is armed to the teeth in every locality in America. I've written on this, and we've talked about it before on this show. Hollow point bullets, sound cannons, tanks, they've got everything. They've got drones now, armed drones from 2 miles up can zap you. Mm-hmm. So they can get your facial recognition from 2 miles up and zap you.
Wow.
The police are using Chinese drones in some parts of the country now that are designed to watch, but they're armed. They can taser you. They're waiting for, you know, the next big protest, maybe. A protest just for the good, basically, where people are nonviolent. But listen, here's the other thing. Your so-called nonviolent protests have been repeatedly infiltrated by government agents who stir people up and get them doing stupid things, and then they go, look, they're violent, let's smash them.
Exactly.
And
well,
they love the violence, by the way, the government. That way they think, I can get violent.
Yeah, it's a lot of that similar smell that we remember what happened on January the 6th. We've got more coming up.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, you tuned into the right place. This is Bill Martinez, and we're talking with John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. We're talking about life as it is today and exactly where it's going. John, Nancy Pelosi says, look, we have to have a bipartisan or an independent 9-11 type commission because the 9-11 investigation commission worked so effectively the last time, but we need another one. And the amazing thing, as you said earlier, with the technological advances that are in play right now by the deep state, by the CIA, the FBI, supposedly, you know, government that we're supposed to have some sort of control of, they have all this information. They had the information even before January the 6th. Why is it that we need to spend millions of dollars of the people's money to find out, to get some sort of new narrative? I mean, we can just tune in and ask for a script from CNN and use that as well as what they would give us.
If Nancy Pelosi and most of the people who work for government ran their business, if I ran my business like they ran theirs or anybody did, they'd get fired. $23 trillion in debt, and they're just spending money out, just throwing it to the wind, you know. Mm-hmm. And they just want control. They want to investigate more people. They want distractions, too. That's the key. Government is theater. It's getting you to watch it. It's the same as watching any type of television or whatever. It distracts you from reality. And people wake up. Under the Biden administration now, they propose a Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. It will criminalize basically any kind of First Amendment activities. So they're going to try to push that through. And believe it or not, this is one of the scariest things I've seen. There's a new bill in Congress under the Biden administration. It's called the See Something, Say Something Online Act. Mm-hmm. What it does is it says if you're using social media and you see something that you think should be suspicious, you must turn it in to the police or government agents, and if you don't, you can get prosecuted.
Wow.
You become a criminal if you don't report so-called suspicious activity. And what is suspicious activity? It's anything that disagrees with the majority or the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a bill in Congress that people are supporting, which would mean now that if someone did something crazy and you just flipped through or whatever and you suppose, and you may not even have seen it, if they can allege you've seen it, they can drag you into court now and accuse you of being a criminal.
Right.
But what?
And then how much is it going to cost you to defend yourself, right?
Yeah, and here's the key. When I studied Nazi Germany, 99% of the people that wound up in concentration camps, they weren't dragged away by police watching them and stuff. It was their neighbors who turned them in to the police for so-called, and sometimes wives and husbands doing the same thing. They were totally indoctrinated for listening to a certain kind of radio program, doing a certain kind of thing that the government said was not good to do, and the police would be waiting for them when they walked down the street to go to the grocery store or something and pull them away and take them to a concentration camp. That's what's being proposed now in our so-called American government. And it's here's the other thing you have to realize, too. The government, like you said, they have they already have those lists. The FBI has 80 million names on a database that they have that they watch. 80 million names. There's a group, there's actually a database in the government called Maine Corps that has over 8 million names of people that will be rounded up in times of distress, they call it.
Yeah.
So they're all ready to go, folks. They've got their guns, they've got their drones, they've got all their equipment.
And the useful idiots, right?
Yeah, they do not want freedom. And James Madison said it best. He said, "I wrote the First Amendment to protect the minority against the majority." And one thing that they're trying to do, and they're doing it very well, and I call it thought prisons. They're building thought prisons around us.
Right.
Where if someone walks up, we act like we're in jail. If they say a word, we bounce back from them. I've seen that. I've seen people actually jump back on that. You know, I've talked to sometimes, and I say, here's something that's really important. They just jump back and look at me like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And then they can't believe it. And the only way out of that thought prison is free thinking and free speech. Like I said, you know, don't hate, debate. Debate each other. And challenge the government, by the way. I'm telling you, folks, if people listen to this program, you only have a couple years left before you can make some changes. Some cities are starting to fight back against, there are just a few, fighting back against all this techno stuff where they're going to erase people and stuff. They say, we're not going to be involved in this. They've reduced their SWAT team raids. They push back on some of this military equipment. They don't want their citizens getting blown away with a grenade launcher. You can do it, but we only have a few years left. I'm telling you, I'm in my 70s now, and people ask me, why are you still doing this, man? Why don't you go take a break? How can I take a break when I see what's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we have to fight for freedom till we go to the grave.
Right.
And I'm asking other people to do that. Wake up, folks. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
they have to wake up. First of all, John,
you believe in each other as a human being or you don't. If you want to sit back on your butt and just watch TV and believe those people blabbing on television, what they're saying, you're very, very foolish.
Exactly.
Think for yourself.
Yeah. You think, just like you said earlier, John, here we are today, and who would have thought 10 years we'd be at this point? And it's moving so quickly that it won't be necessarily another 10 years. I mean, maybe another 3-5 years. I mean, this thing is moving at Mach 5 speed.
Well,
when I say this thing, I'm talking about, you know, the encroachment on our constitutional rights and America as we know it.
Well, I mean, Biden's now proposing a reality czar. What kind of reality are you talking about? The same thing we're talking about. Government reality is control. Mm-hmm. They want your money. Remember, we've talked about this program before. The government is run by 585 billionaires. This is proven by a study by professors at Princeton and Northwestern University. We're run by an oligarchic elite. Google, by the way, Facebook, and all these big groups that are Instagram that are wiping out free speech today on people like RFK Jr., by the way, who writes some really good stuff on vaccines and stuff. They've taken them off because they don't want people to hear the other side. They're the ones calling for the realities are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? They don't want anybody challenging their stock market stuff. They want to make the money, and that's the key. It's all about money and greed and stuff like that. And again, it goes back to the spiritual thing. What is it? The love of money is the root of all evil?
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, when you start worshiping money. I've had friends, by the way, who have inherited money. I meet them a couple years later, and they look down at me like Queen Elizabeth or something, you know, like I'm one of their serfs.
Right,
It goes to people's heads. Don't let it go to your head. Remember one thing. You're no better than the lowest person on the planet, I tell people. And that's how you should view your so-called reality.
Right. Exactly. And let's utilize our giftings and talents to help one another so that we can all be free and freer yet. But, you know, there is a force that's right
here. America made over $300 billion during the COVID thing. We have people starving, and they're not giving any of the money back.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. No, it's disgusting. I mean, that truly is.
It's shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, this this slippery slope of censoring disinformation, silencing truth. You say Big Brother is it's not coming to America. This isn't about a book that we read about decades ago. This is what it is. Big Brother is here. I mean, it's being exercised. It's being in place, just as you said, armed with censorship, surveillance, and social credit scores. I mean, it's down to that,
exactly.
Right?
We're down to social credit scores. You make the wrong mistake, you can go into prison. Why does America have the biggest prison population in the world, run by private prisons, where prisoners make stuff for Microsoft, Google, and stuff? Okay? I mean, why do 1.5 million people disappear into mental illness institutions each year? Some of them are, we've helped some of them, the people that have just questioned the government, the police arrive at the door, they're called civil commitments, they're taking them away. We've defended some people who have been accused of that and gotten them out. But listen, this country, you're not the reason you don't know much about what I'm saying on this program today, I'm telling you, you're talking to your people, and a lot of it is because you're sitting and watching screen devices. And who controls the screen devices? Big Brother. If you want to call them that, that's Google, Facebook, and all those people who are doing all the censoring. Right. Why do you want to read censored information?
Well, the end of free speech is the end of freedom, John.
He's right. It's true. Free speech is freedom. Without it, and I mean, I've been fighting for it for years, but like I say, we've only had a few years. Artificial intelligence now and this generation coming out of public schools who will be ruled by screen devices where they're going to be, they're erasing words now, and books are being banned. 1984 is banned in some schools.
Right. Well, we're being controlled by this techno matrix that is already in play with artificial intelligence.
Okay.
You know, there's so much yet to understand about AI, but it is fully unleashed, and it's like the blob that eventually will consume everything.
Exactly. It is. And they know everything you're doing, folks. They're watching everything. And if they push through some of this legislation I've talked about, you could find yourself in jail because you didn't report a so-called suspicious person. Who is that? Someone who was railing about bad government. Oh, okay.
Right. Well, the Democratic Party is not your father or grandfather's Democratic Party any longer. We've known that for quite a while. And it is, as you said, it is totally about power and control. That's it.
And money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yep.
John, I thank you, you know, for all that you're doing at the Rutherford Institute. You know, we're a sustaining supporter because we believe in what you're doing. And I would encourage our audience to participate and to support the cause of freedom, our Constitution, so that what we hand off to the next generation, our kids and our grandkids, is, you know, better than what we got. But we've got to fight. You know, we've got to fight for this. This is not going to be something that, as Ronald Reagan says, just passes off into the bloodstream. How can people come alongside us, John, in the good fight and support you?
Go to Rutherford.org and get time to get our weekly commentaries and all our news bulletins we put out. We're involved in a lot of litigation fighting for freedom.
Exactly. Make sure you read his book, Battlefield America, as well. Thanks, John.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm